Hi everyone, my name is Ankit Dastana, and in this video, I'm going to talk about how you can significantly reduce your link times with Visual Studio 2017. Debug FastLink is a new feature we introduced in Visual Studio 2015, and on average, it should provide you a 2 to 4x link time improvement. With Visual Studio 2017, we've made further improvements to Debug FastLink, which will now allow you a further 30% improvement on top of your 2 to 4x improvement that you get with Visual Studio 2015. You can see these improvements in the graph presented on the slide. So why is Debug FastLink so much faster at linking? Well, with Debug FastLink, the linker only spends a small fraction of time in linking, as the linker-produced PDBs don't have any private symbol information, and the debug information is distributed among input object and library files, with the linker PDB merely acting and serving as an indexing database. Given this huge performance benefit with Visual Studio 2017, we've enabled Debug FastLink by default for both existing and new projects for the debug configuration in Visual Studio. So whether you create a new Visual C++ project or update your existing project, you will benefit from this feature. Now, while Debug FastLink provides much-needed link time improvements, there is one scenario you will need to handle differently. Given the FastLink PDB is not a complete PDB, and it is a partial PDB, when you want to share the linker PDB with another developer on the team, or upload this PDB directly to the symbol server, you will need to convert this partial PDB into a complete PDB. Need not worry, as in VS 2017, you can do this easily by using the Build Full Program Database File option on demand, available at both the project and solution level. If you're a command line user, don't worry, we have you covered as well, as we ship another additional tool called MSPDB CMF, which will allow you to convert your partial PDB into a complete PDB. All right, with that said, let us take a look at a short demo which illustrates a little bit more about how to use Debug FastLink in the IDE. So here I have Visual Studio 2017. In order to demonstrate the IDE integration for Debug FastLink, I'm going to go ahead and create a Win32 console application. Let's call this project Demo Debug FastLink in IDE. Click Finish. This will create a Win32 console application. Let's now go and traverse into the property pages. If you bring up the linker debugging property page and you take a look at the generate debug info property option, you will see that it's currently set to generate debug info optimized for faster links or debug FastLink. Now, this is a change from Visual Studio 2015. Let's go ahead and build our application. As you're building your application, you will notice the partial PDB sign next to the PDB that was created. This information message was added to guide you and indicate that this is a partial PDB. Now let's imagine that I want to go ahead and share my application with a fellow developer on the team, or I want to take this PDB and upload it on Symbol Server. Before I can go and do that, what I need to do is convert this partial PDB into a complete PDB. Doing so is easy in Visual Studio 2017, and for this particular project, you can do so by bringing up the right-click Project Only menu and then choosing Build Full Program Database File. This option will create a complete PDB on demand and will replace your existing partial PDB with a complete PDB. Now, this is a simple solution with only one project. If you did have multiple projects in your solution, you can also do the generation of the full complete PDB on demand for your solution using the Build Full Program Database File for Solution under the Build menu. Now, something else that I want to show you guys as well is that let's say that you run into any issues with using this feature or just want to go and revert back to the behavior that Visual Studio 2015 provided. You can do so by going again to the Linker Debugger property page, and under this drop-down menu, you can choose the debug colon full option. This will revert the behavior back to the Visual Studio 2015 behavior, and then create a complete PDB, which is optimized for sharing and publishing. You can go ahead and build, and this will create a complete PDB. Thank you for watching this short video about faster links to Visual Studio 2017. You can learn more about this feature on our dedicated blog, AKAMS FastLink.